is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Frances Rose. Frances Rose is the host of FedScoop. The launch of FedScoop is with us. Frances's conversations with integral members of the federal government or their advisors or their consultants. We're going to begin with Mike Brown, Director of Defense Innovation Unit. Frances, I count on you to decipher the acronyms that Washington loves. What is the DIU, and what did you learn, given this is the Department of Defense, and it talks about hardware? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me on the program. This is the conclusion of week one of the Daily Scoop podcast, so I'm grateful for a chance to talk about it. The Defense Innovation Unit stood up in the Obama administration. Ash Carter was the mover behind it in the administration. And the point of it was to create a liaison operation with Silicon Valley to learn what was going on in commercial technology and how it might apply in the Department of Defense. It was part of what you and I have talked about on a number of occasions on the program, the third offset strategy, widening the gap between the United States and other adversaries, namely China and Russia, potential adversaries in the future. And the Defense Innovation Unit has really dug into the world of software. And what I learned from Mike Brown today is that the Innovation Unit has not dug into hardware, and the Defense Department in more broadly has not dug into hardware. Neither has the venture capital community. There are software startups that are getting venture money all over the place. Hardware is more capital intensive, Mike said, because it's more inventory intensive, and there's just less attraction there to venture capitalists. So DIU is standing up a new effort to provide seed capital to hardware startups, and if what they've seen with software holds with hardware, it's not just the money from the Defense Department that will be good for these companies. What will also be good for these companies is that it will serve as a marker for private venture capital to go to these companies and become interested, because that's what they've seen on the software side. The other piece of this, John, is that it will provide opportunities for the department to get its hooks in technology before the Chinese can. The Chinese are using their money for something that's called adversarial capital. When a Chinese company buys into an American or Chinese government or organization buys into an American company, then that company becomes off limits to dealing with the Department of Defense. And so China is spreading as much money as it can around the United States technology community. One of the conditions of taking money from the Defense Innovation Unit through these venture programs is that you won't take money from anybody that's associated with China. That keeps these companies pure, I'm using air quotes, as far as money goes, so that these companies can continue to work with the Defense Department without the worry about this adversarial capital problem for DOD.
Adversarial capital, first time I've run across it. Is this a well-known problem? Because it's extremely clever to it's like poison that you put into a firm to make certain that it can never work with the DOD.
Yeah, that's basically it. And it's fairly well known, I would say, in the defense community, in the defense industrial base. It's an issue that primes have dealt with as they've tried to learn about smaller companies that they can invest in. You know, the prime contractors, the big names that everybody knows, that go around and look for smaller companies to do business with, both to serve the Defense Department better, also to fulfill small business requirements in the contracts that they sign with DOD, and eventually, in some cases, to acquire these companies through mergers and acquisitions. And so it is something that the Chinese have used to great effectiveness. They have essentially bought technology away from the United States government through this practice. And, you know, the Trump administration looked at ways to deal with this and started to move in that direction. The Biden administration now is doing the same thing and building on the work that the DOD has already done.
But, Frances, transparency is not what investor class does best. venture capital, early stage or late stage venture capital can come with a variety of sources. And you know, there you are pitching yourself to people who are, you know, stony faced. And you're not going to ask them, oh, by the way, do you guys get money from China? That's not a question you're going to ask. Is DOD going to help with that?
Well, they're going to ask that question, and they have to ask that question by the letter of the law. They have to know that the technology that they're buying isn't funded, seeded by Chinese capital.
The DOD has to know, but you're 26 years old, and you have a great idea, and you're standing in a garage in Silicon Valley. Are you going to beat up on the people who showed up to your pitch?
Well, part of the point of what DIU is doing is to be the people that show up to the pitch first and to understand where the money's coming from. Now, DOD has gotten into the weeds with some of these companies to understand who the people are that have funded them, and they've done some extensive research. And what brought this problem about in the first place is that they've had to walk away from technology that they wanted because it was off limits because of this capital. And this problem's been building for a number of years now. And it's just now to the point where DOD believes that they're in a position to be able to get ahead of this curve and buy into these technologies before the Chinese can do it.
You also spoke with Jeffrey Neal, former Chief Human Capital Officer, Department of Homeland Security. Let's go right to it, Francis. Remote working in government and outside of government is now a mystery because of the Delta variant. However, the Delta variant has changed everybody's calendar here in New York. It's no longer Labor Day. It's no longer mid-October. Now we hear dates in January. Are you hearing the same thing in Washington?
Yeah, the challenge is that I'm seeing the same things here in Washington that I'm hearing out of New York about Wall Street and so on. Everybody's date's different, and everybody's date is contingent on what happens in the next couple of weeks or whatever the period of time is that they're paying attention to what happens with Delta. And it also is contingent on whether there's another variation that throws us back into where we were two or three months ago vis-a-vis Delta. The federal government basically is in a situation where it's got to plan for the next month to 2 months to 3 months and then see what happens in those three-month periods and then figure out what's next. One of the most important questions that I think Jeff addressed in this conversation is, can you build a human capital strategy for the next 2 years given what we're seeing now and given the way that you have to plan a month or 2 months or 3 months ahead? And he said, yeah, it's difficult, but it's not impossible. And he talks in the program about a number of the things that organizations can do. And I think those ideas apply to private sector organizations as well as the federal government. But the wrinkle that is in all of this is the vaccine mandate that President Biden put out for federal employees and the implementation of that and what that might mean moving forward. You know, a couple of the federal employee unions have already said that they want a collective bargain the vaccine mandate. And that means it could be months or a year until the mandate actually takes effect. Once the bargaining is completed, members vote to ratify or not, and then the thing can actually be implemented. And you know, Jeff's argument is he's generally a collective bargaining proponent in the federal government, but not about something like vaccine mandates. People need to either get the shots or decide that they're not going to and decide that it's time for them to look for another job.
Francis Rose is the host of The Daily Scoop. This is part of Fed Scoop Radio, but The Daily Scoop is each day Francis posts. There's a podcast. You can find it. We'll stay with this, but right now, the Delta variant makes the recovery date unknown, and right now the Chinese are practicing adversarial capital. Who knew? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.